and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Chapter 6 of the book of Ephesians speaks of service. It speaks of serving, man serving each other. And as man serves each other, there's a way that we can actually serve Christ, and that is by trusting Him as Lord and Savior. Then we can say that we're serving Him. We need to do everything that we do in this life serving the Lord, giving Him all the honor and glory of just saying, going to Him and saying, Lord, thank you for saving my soul, and thank you for giving me what I need in order to be serving you in this life. And we're looking at chapter 6 and verse 7. It says, with goodwill, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. We've looked at the term with goodwill, doing service. And that is, if we're doing goodwill, or if we're doing service with goodwill, we're doing it for the right reason. I think that sometimes we start doing it for the wrong reason. We can suddenly let grudges start within us. We start suddenly maybe have a grudge against the one who has the oversight of us, and we start being looking at that person grudging, not thanking the Lord for placing us, allowing us to be placed in that position we're in. The verse goes on to say, as to the Lord, we're to work as to the Lord and not to men, the verse says. And we're to serve others as we serve the Lord. In Proverbs 21 and verse 4, remember we talked about this, how that the unsaved person cannot please God because anything that they do is a sin in his sight. And anything that the unsaved person does, they cannot please God. There's only one way they can please him. The first way is by trusting him as Lord and Savior. And we've talked about how that night is coming and how that the saved person is to be serving God now. We're to be serving the Lord right now, because there's coming a time when we won't be able to serve the Lord anymore. And I was thinking about this, that, you know, we talk about working for others and doing that as unto the Lord, and serving God, going out and telling people about Jesus Christ. Well, some people can't get out. Some people, they may be bedridden. They may have an infirmity that would not allow them to go anywhere, to go out and tell others about Jesus Christ. Well, let me tell you this, you can still look at the Word of God, and you can still study the Word of God. Now, if you can't see very well, and you really can't study the Word of God, if you can get a copy of the King James Version on cassette, those things, that's old, but you can get a CD, or you can get something that is recorded with the King James Bible, and you can listen to it that way. And you can certainly pray. That's how you can do it. You can pray and you can ask God to send workers into the field. Send workers out that they could go out and win souls, and so people could trust Jesus Christ as Savior. I believe that when a person is praying, and that person's praying specifically for someone to be able to go out and to lead others to Christ, we speak about rewards. I believe that person who's praying and asking God to save souls, to send people to go out and tell others about him, about Jesus, I believe that person will receive reward for that. I believe the person who is praying and seeking God's face, that's work. They're working for the Lord in prayer and asking him for salvation for others, for souls to be saved and on their way to heaven. Well, God does not put more on us than he puts in us. And I've said that before. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, Paul the apostle says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. He doesn't want a dead sacrifice. He wants a living sacrifice. The dead cannot serve him. Remember, the night is coming when we can't serve him any longer, but we're living now. God does not want a dead sacrifice. He wants a living sacrifice. He doesn't say you have to die to serve him. He says he wants you now the way you are, a living sacrifice, holy. How do you become holy? By trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He says that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, and it's then acceptable unto God. Acceptable to our Heavenly Father. For what? Which is your reasonable service. He wants us to serve Him, and He doesn't ask us to do more than we can. He lets us do what we can do, what He knows that we can do, and we need to be ready to do His will, serving Him, being His servant. You see, God does not ask us to serve Him by giving us something to do that is unrealistic or unreasonable or extreme, but service that is reasonable, something we can do. And you see, when we who are saved please God, we will not always please people. Don't get that in your mind. You're not always going to please people as you're pleasing God. But keep this in mind. We are not here to please people. We are here to please God. Ephesians, once again, verse 7 talks about this, that we're here to please God. We're here to work for the Lord. And as we do work for men to earn money or whatever, then we're pleasing God if we give it all to Him, if we're giving it all that we have. In other words, we're doing the best we can. Well, verse 8 of Ephesians chapter 6, it says, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Well, notice the words here, knowing that whatsoever good thing. Well, the verse says knowing, the word knowing there. Well, this means that we know how to do the right thing. For whatever the saved person does that is good, the knowledge comes from the Word of God, how to know. Once again, I believe it's leading us back to that section that we've talked about, how that we get into the Word of God and we know things. We know how to serve God. I've had so many people that would say, you know, I just don't know what God has for me. I just don't know what God wants of me. I don't know what God wants me to do in this life. Well, my answer to that is to fall on your face to the Lord in prayer and then get into the Scriptures. Ask God to open the Scriptures to you. Ask God to lead you and guide you into what you should do. He'll let you know what you're to do in this life. That's what that verse is talking about, I believe, knowing that whatsoever good thing, in other words, what good thing is there, we can know this. You see, there is really no excuse for not knowing what is good. The saved person knew to do good and received Christ as Savior, and no matter what his rank in life is, if that Christian discharges his duty to God and man, he's doing good. A man in an attitude of being of service to others is doing good. And it brings honor to God. So living, this person, the person is doing good, he will not be so concerned about his condition that he forgets those who are truly in need. Have you ever talked to someone and you're there and maybe they're seeking prayer. They're wanting you to pray for them. And they tell you something. They're going through a difficult time. And maybe you've been standing there and you've heard two people talking to each other. And one of them might say, well, I've got a pain here, I'm hurting here, or I've had an operation here. You may have heard someone say something like that. Well, the other person, maybe it's you that does this, you come back and you say, well, you know, I've got a pain right here, and you know, I've had this terrible operation. And you see, sometimes we should just listen to the person who's telling us of their individual problem. We should listen sometimes and say, oh, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray that God would take care of you and watch over you and help you with the pain that you're having. Help you with maybe you have a surgery coming up. I'm going to pray for you for that. Now, we need to do that sometimes instead of saying, oh, I have this terrible pain myself. It's right down here. And sometimes we just need to let God lead us, and We just need to let that person that's sharing with us something that they're having a difficult time with, we need to let them know that God loves them and that we believe in prayer. And rather than telling them of our frailties and the things going wrong in our life, we need to listen to them and say, I'm praying for you, brother or sister. I'm praying that God will uplift you and bring you through whatever's happening in your life right now. And you see, I believe right now that's the time to pray. Bow your head with them and pray with them and ask God to take care of that person. That means so much to an individual to have someone pray for them and for them to hear that person praying for them. Well, the most important thing is that God will hear you. He's the intercessor, Jesus is, and he takes, he hears our prayer and he takes it to the Heavenly Father. And this is what we need to do for each other as saved people. We need to pray for each other that God would take care of us. Notice, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth. What powerful comfort this is. It makes no difference to God whether a person is rich or poor. He's going to reward a person according for the good that he does. And of course, I speak of Christians being rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ. Salvation is not a reward, but a free gift. You're saved. You should know this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That's not speaking to an unsaved person. That's speaking to the person who is saved. For we must all Christians must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body. That means why we're here right now. According to that, he hath done. It's past. It's over with. Whether it be good or bad. You remember I spoke about the night is coming. There's coming a time when we can't work for the Lord anymore. It's going to be over. And one day, each one of us who are saved, each one of us who know Jesus as Savior, we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And that time is, I believe it's going to be a joyful time when Jesus is going to give out rewards, the things that we've done in this life for him. You see the word all in 2 Corinthians 5:10. It means those who have trusted Christ as Savior. It means all. All Christians are going to stand there. All Christians will be there to receive reward. And the Bible goes on to say, if any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. 1 Corinthians 3:14 says that. In other words, if a person follows God's blueprint for success in the Christian life, that person will receive reward. God's blueprint is the Bible. And I've said that salvation is not a reward. It's a free gift. And as long as we follow God's blueprint, we can't go wrong. Now, notice Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 5:15 says, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, many be dead, that's Adam, the offense of Adam, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Jesus Christ is the answer. John 4:10 says, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. You need to ask Jesus Christ for the living water today. He is the living water. He is the way of life. He is the one who saves. Jesus Christ is the Savior. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Salvation, knowing Jesus as your Savior, going to heaven, is a free gift that Jesus offers to everyone who will receive him as Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.